Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Austinus from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock bringing you information on real estate and finance.
And all things related.
That's right. And so I'm really happy to have with us today Karina Obar. Karina is the manager of our home ownership division for the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. Say that three times really fast.
Oh, yeah, that's you have a big pretty title. Mouthful.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
You are welcome. And happy to be here.
You and I crossed paths a few weeks ago at a Mortgage Bankers Association education. We called it a boot camp.
I would have called it a snooze fest.
No, it was wildly exciting.
It was very exciting.
You just haven't been surrounded by like a whole group of bankers. You know, we're pretty crazy. Probably even more so than like a whole group of CPAs.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
Podiatrists.
Estate planning professionals.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah exactly. Exactly.
Or podiatrists. No, always, is that what you said?
I don't know. Yeah. But so Karina, a lot of our listeners aren't going to know who the heck is the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. Can you tell us a little bit about your agency?
Oh, absolutely. So the Washington State Housing Finance Commission is a state agency, and we were created in 1983 by state legislature to help create and preserve affordable housing throughout the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. So here at the commission, we have several divisions. And we have the homeownership division, which is my division, and what we're going to talk about mm-hmm. today as far as our programs. Then we also have a multifamily division, and they finance affordable low-income housing, affordable housing, as well as nonprofit facilities, schools, libraries. And you can read about that particular division on our website.
Okay.
And we also have our asset management and compliance division, which basically manages to make sure that the multifamily housing that we have helped finance follows the rules.
Got it.
How it's financed.
Okay. Well, and you mentioned the website. So for our listeners, in case you do want to go check this out, if you're not driving at the moment, that's at WSHFC.org, mm-hmm. meaning Washington State Housing Finance Commission.org. Yes, that way you don't have to type all that out.
So, right. So Karina, this committee, I mean, your commission, especially with the housing affordability, first-time home buyers, you have lots of programs offering special financing for first time, not even necessarily first time buyers, right. but mm-hmm. buyers that maybe are low and moderate income and that sort of a thing. But, you know, me, I'm always asking this question, how much is this costing us? You know, at this, you know, us taxpayers.
Okay. So the commission, actually, we're self-supporting agency. So we use no taxpayer money for what we do. Everything that we do is from our funds.
Yes.
Awesome.
Right. So yeah, no taxpayer money. All self-supporting from the commission.
So you are a state agency.
Yes.
That stands on its own.
Correct.
And unheard self-supporting. Of.
Correct.
Wow.
Let us just clap
high five.
For that.
High five.
High five.
Yay.
No, that's awesome. No, it is really cool. And so let's talk about some of the programs that are available.
Sure, absolutely. So at the Commission for the Homeownership Division, we have first mortgage programs as well as a suite of down payment assistance that you can pair with our first mortgage programs. And our programs are geared to low to moderate income households here at the state of Washington. So if you have a buyer that's looking to purchase their primary residence, mm-hmm. we have programs that could possibly help them.
So what you say low to moderate income, but what's really exciting is the change you guys had in a bunch of the programs and the income limits.
Correct. So we found the needs in Washington State due to the affordability, number mm-hmm. one, and the escalation in home prices. You know, people's income is not escalating as quickly. And we found that the income limit that we needed in order to help more home buyers in the moderate level as well as the low income level is raising our income limits to about $145,000 so that you can have two people buying a home instead of...
That is so fantastic because it was 96, 97?
97.
Yeah,
97,000.
Yeah.
And just recently went up to 145,000, which is a real game changer for a lot of buyers out there.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I'm so excited because, you know, we just did a class last week and we have the two that are coming up. Mm-hmm. And it's thrilling to be able to tell people that and also to open the doors to more people because a lot of people don't think they're going to be able to fit into these programs. And I love it because we can go out to so many more people right now and be like, no, because And I'll tell you why I'm also even more excited about that. So I'm on the Renton Chamber Board of Directors, and we just got done having our economic forecast luncheon along with a business launchpad event. And we had an economist from Zillow come and speak at that event. And it was such a big reminder for me, because since I teach these classes all the time, I know you don't have to have 20% down. But she's standing up there. She's a millennial herself. And she's like, she was making everyone laugh because she's like, we're all coming for your houses. Like everything, meaning the point is, like, many people think millennials don't want to buy, but it's not that they don't. She was saying, we're just delayed because with the student debt problem and everything else, it takes 6 more years for us to collect and save 20% down. And I wanted to jump up in the middle of that conference room and go, you don't need 20%. You work at Zillow. How the heck do you not even know that? Do you not read your own website?
Reba, that's why you and I teach classes.
I know. Educate, educate, educate. We're constantly about education, because there's this misnomer out there and misunderstanding that you have to wait. And the thing is that this is one of the ways that people build an asset base for themselves. I never say investment. It's just building an asset base and wealth personally. Well, then stop listening to these people who crow 20% all the time.
Mm. Correct. That's the misnomer out there for our programs. And you don't have to have 20%, obviously.
Yeah, no, these programs are awesome. We love talking. That's why we're so excited having you on the show.
Well, let's talk a little bit about just how a typical program is structured. So, and I always try and avoid using, you know, acronyms and things like that, but you have a program called Home Advantage.
Correct.
And Home Advantage is a combination of, there's a first mortgage, and that can be a conventional loan, an FHA loan, a VA loan, USDA loan, which if you're buying in a rural area.
Yes.
Buying a steak.
Right. So that mortgage, that's your first mortgage. And that's going to, you know, let's say it's a conventional, and that's going to have a down payment requirement, say 3% down.
Correct.
So that's combined with a second mortgage, also called Home Advantage.
Correct.
For up to 4% of your first mortgage loan amount. Actually, now you have a new program that can go up to 5% of your first mortgage loan amount.
Right. So on the Home Advantage conventional, we do have either the 4% option or the 5% option. So it is up to 4 or 5% of the loan amount, as they'll be used towards your down payment as well as closing costs or prepaids.
Right. So you've got 3% down payment, but you're getting a loan for, let's call it 4%, 5%. That's going to cover all your down payment and then as well as give some money available to cover any closing costs. So a person can literally, you know, buy a home, you know, using this program and not have to shell out any money, you know, in theory at closing.
Right. No bar contribution is required. I mean, if a bar still wants to, if they do have funds and they want to use those funds towards a down payment and use our Home Advantage down payment assistance, they can.
Yeah, so yeah. That's kind of the beauty of the program.
It is.
And what's the interest rate on that second mortgage?
It's 0%.
Yes.
On the forward.
And how much are the payments on that second mortgage?
Payments are actually deferred, so you don't have to make any payments on the loan. You would pay the loan off. It is a loan, so you would be paying it off when you either sell the property, refinance, or you no longer own that property, or you no longer occupy that property.
Got it.
Nice.
You know, and there's not a lot of red tape that goes along with this program. You know, there is the income limit. You know,
so
your income cannot exceed $145,000 for the borrowers on the loan. And that varies a little bit from some programs that look at household income.
Correct.
Like, what's the income of everybody living in the home? For this program, it's just, you know, the borrowers on the loan. So what other restrictions or do we have on that program?
So look at, for the Home Advantage program, like you said, it's $145,000 income limit. And we have a credit score of 620. A minimum credit score of 620. And we can go up to a 50% debt-to-income ratio.
Right. Oh, wow.
So we raised that as well because, again, we wanted to help those families out there. They were just on the cusp of 45, and going up to 50 has really helped some people have a better buying power.
That's fantastic.
Well, Reba's touched on it. You know, student loans can really make up a big hit you know, for a lot of our first-time home buyers especially. So, no, that's it's really been a game changer with the agency. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the old programs and even Home Advantage going a few years back did have some red tape. You know, it was called a recapture tax. Can you kind of speak to that?
Sure. Actually, our Home Advantage program didn't have recapture tax. It's the house key opportunity.
Oh, before that. You're right. Yeah.
Right. So way back when the commission started, all we had was the state bond program. Mm-hmm. And when tax revenue bonds are used to finance that, then yes, you do have recapture tax because IRS guidelines come into play. But as far as the Home Advantage program is concerned, there was no recapture taxes,
which was a tax if you sold the home in the first 9 years. You know, you'd have to pay potentially back some of the gains that you made on the sale.
Right.
So we don't have that problem.
Because obviously, for recapture tax to come into play, there's three things that need to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have a substantial gain on sale. They have to sell within the first 9 years. And depending on how they file their income taxes at the year that they sell, and their income limit would have to be above and beyond the federal income limit at that time.
For those types of programs.
That is correct.
Okay, but we don't have to worry about that for Home Advantage.
No, you don't have to worry about that for Home Advantage.
Right. You know, the other part of it that can really be a game changer, two things mm-hmm. with that program that I really like as a loan officer. The first one is PMI, mortgage insurance. Anytime you finance a home and you have less than 20% down, the loan's going to require typically PMI. As a consumer, you get nothing for it. All it does is if you ever default on the loan, it covers the bank's loss. You know, and the PMI can be expensive. But using the Housing Finance Commission programs, the cost of the PMI is dramatically lower. You know, so it's sometimes half the normal cost.
Is it just because they've been through the program, or what is it that causes that?
With the Home Advantage program, Fannie Mae, so one of the secondary market, they allow housing finance agencies, HFAs, to have charter level mortgage insurance with our HFA preferred conventional loan. So what that means is for that particular loan at 95.01 to 97% loan to value, then the coverage is 18% versus what's the standard, Eric?
35%.
I'm so glad we're explaining this because we talk about this fairly regularly, but we don't go into the detail on it.
That's right.
But speaking of details, we're going to be getting back into this conversation with Karina Obar from the Washington State Housing Finance Commission right after this break.
Open House with Team Rima on AM 1590. The Answer.